Years ago, Yaya the giant panda arrived in Memphis, a sign of goodwill and a high point in relations between the United States and China. This week, people came to say their goodbyes.
Yaya has been under good care throughout her stay in the Memphis Zoo. She is deeply loved by the American people.
But in China, people have been speculating about her health for months, saying she looked sickly.
Why is Yaya so thin? We need to listen to the experts. Some commenters online said America didn't take good care of Yaya. I think it's a good thing that she's back. I hope she'll get proper care.
I don't think the other countries would have maltreated our national treasure, just that they are lacking experience how to look after the panda.
Yaya's male companion, Lola, died from heart disease in February, fueling commentary online that they had been neglected. However, vets from both countries said the pandas had been well cared for and that Yaya has a genetic skin condition which results in fur loss.
China's most famous animals have been used for so-called panda diplomacy for decades, but they are expensive visitors. China charges host countries hundreds of thousands of dollars each year, and zoos spend millions on special facilities for the animals.
Some analysts say the public sentiment reflects the relationship between China and the U.S., which is at its lowest point in decades.
That is an expression of how people feel. And that deterioration has it just doesn't help anybody. And the fact is, if you go back 20 years, and you know whether you're in China or the U.S., there was a hopefulness. There was a sense that many things were possible.
Yaya will spend a month in quarantine before being relocated to Beijing. Once a symbol of friendship, now a symbol of an increasingly antagonistic relationship. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Beijing.